When you're preparing for a challenge of this magnitude, you need muscle, you need might, and steely determination. In December, both Scott McNaughton and Neil Hunter will leave their normal lives behind to row the Atlantic. The trip will be tough enough, but for Neil, who is a diabetic, it's something he just has to do.
It'll just be hell of an achievement anyway, but the fact that I'm diabetic, it'll be great to be able to shout out and say to other diabetics, look, this is what I can do, I'm diabetic, you can do that kind of thing as well.
He's got to stay well though, because I've been trained with some big needles to help him out if he needs it.
Yeah, I've been trained as well, so...
Amongst their stockpiles will be this, a patient-driven e-health system, meaning specialists will be able to monitor Neil from dry land.
Sir Stephen Redgrave has rowed, but not for 3,000 miles. And so the data we collect will be very valuable for medical research. We don't anticipate that anything with Neil will actually go wrong that would be life-threatening. What we're actually trying to do is to try to keep his blood glucose as near to a normal person's as possible.
The race starts from the Canary Islands and the duo hope to finish the 3,000-mile trip in Antigua next February. To make the crossing, the pair will row alternately for 2 hours apiece, 24 hours a day. When Olympic rower James Cracknell and TV presenter Ben Fogel completed this journey back in 2005, it took them 49 days and their boat capsized. Hurricanes, tropical storms and dehydration are a constant threat. And to be ready, the boys have now started to train twice a day. They know they've got the physical and mental strength for the long journey ahead, but most of all, they know they've got each other. Joe Black, BBC Look East, in Letchworth.